I was born bold.
Melbourne Airport Parking. We're here to get you there. Book now at melbourneairport.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson. It's now time for Taking Care of Fitness with Jimmy the Tyrant Taylor.
Fresh, sparkling water at the push of a button. SodaStream. Better for you, better for the planet. I've been taking care of
business. Well, I tell you what, we have got some great prizes for our best calls or texts. Brand new SodaStream machine, if you don't mind. Thanks to our great mates at SodaStream. Fresh, sparkling water, push of a button. SodaStream, better for you, better for the planet. And Wispy, Chemist Warehouse have been magnificent. A health and fitness pack, which we will continue to give away. Make today count. Inform sport-approved range of INC sports nutrition supplements from Chemist Warehouse.
That's right, Gary. And you might need to mute your computer there. I think there's still some noise coming through there, in the background.
Sorry,
is that right? Okay, was that you?
That was me, yep.
I love hearing you, but not in duplicate or triplicate or whatever quadra sound, whatever it is.
The tyrant, massive accident on North Road heading towards Brighton, and the road's being closed inbound. That's Trumpy from Bayswater, so appreciate that. Be a little bit careful out there on the roads. Righto, time for our very good friend who we've missed enormously.
G'day, Gary. G'day, Tim. How are you both?
Well, we're both waiting for your Rocky music to introduce you. That's what we're waiting for, Tyron. I would have given you a bigger build-up.
I didn't want to just jump in.
No. How are you travelling? I know, like everyone, small business, big business, we're all suffering. We've all got some pain. You've had to close the doors on the Richmond and Northcote gyms?
Yeah, that's right. So we've closed the doors. We did that after the Andrews announcement. So, you know, along with everybody else, and trying to keep engaged with all of our members and clients. So we're putting workouts up online. So that's what we're doing at the moment, as a lot of others are.
Okay. So how does that all work?
So we're just using InstaLive at the moment. So you go on Instagram. You know, some people are just creating an Instagram account, no photos, no anything, just creating it. And then we do a workout. We do a live workout at 11 o'clock, and that stays up for 24 hours until we do the next one, and it just keeps replacing it. So that's what we're doing at the moment until we have it more professionally built on our website.
Hey, Jimmy, there's nothing like music to get you up and about. I just want to play you my favourite up and about, get you going type music, and then I want others to maybe send some nominations in, because music can do this is the thing that's been getting me up and about since the first time I heard it. Have a listen to this. Are you loving that, Jimmy?
Magnificent. That is magnificent. Makes me want to do push-ups.
I reckon you just reach for a barbell then, Jimmy. Hey, send them through. Nominate your favourite up and about, getting you motivated type music. Gary, have you got a favourite little track or a tune that gets you up and about?
No, I'll think about it.
You have a love of music.
Jimmy knows when we work out, he and I and one other, that the music choice is not left to me, is it, Tyrant?
No. And the one suggestion that Gary has made is somebody by the name of Paolo Nintini, I believe. That's what we worked out twice.
Right. Now, Tyrant, people are at home. They mightn't have weights. They mightn't have a bike. They mightn't have an elliptical or whatever the case may be. What can they be doing just to keep themselves in reasonable neck?
Absolutely. You can get creative. There's a bit of a shortage at the moment. I'm even hearing that gyms are getting broken into and dumbbells and kettlebells are getting stolen. And you never would have thought that would have happened. But I've been getting good word from quite a few gyms that have been broken into. And, yeah, weights are taken. Equipment's getting taken, because a lot of your Rebel Sports or, you know, your other gyms, they're out of stock. So they're hard to get. So
what do we do?
Well, what we can do is a couple of solutions. Well, look, there's your household items like your tin soup. You can use your laundry detergent, bottles, things like that. A big water bottle. A lot of people are carrying these big water bottles around at the moment. But you can also look at using things like, for a skipping rope, use an extension cord. You might have a 2-meter extension cord. You can use that.
Unplug it first.
Don't drag the kettle along behind you.
You can even get, you know, a bucket or a bag and fill it full of sand or dirt, yep. You know, use that, like anything that you can get a good load on, a good resistance on is good to use.
And always the sort of body weight, like the push-ups and the chin-ups and the dips. I mean, you can get yourself a real good workout without needing anything, really.
Oh, absolutely. You definitely can. You don't need weights. You can do a great, efficient, effective workout. And more importantly, just get the heart rate up and get a good sweat up, and you can easily do that with no weight at all.
And what about if you've got some stairs in your house as well, Jimmy?
Yep, great. Run up and down them, lunge up and down them. If you've got a hallway in your house, you can, if it's carpeted, you can flip over a couple of Tupperware lids. You can put your hands on that or your feet on that and do some ab work.
Yes.
You can do some, the good old, like a poor man's sled, you can just put your hands on a couple of margarine lids and run up and down the hall.
So, if you've got don't know what that means.
Do some socks.
What?
So Tim, so that's like a crawl out. So you get your hand, like you put your hands on the two margarine lids, right? If you've got carpet.
Yeah.
And then you've got to walk yourself down the carpet with your hands on the floor and you're just walking down. You go up and back the passage three or four times. I tell you what, that's a hard workout.
Okay, so what does that do for you, though? Which part of you are you working out here? Your margarine? What are you working out?
Yeah. So if you're doing running with it where your hands are just static on the margarine lids, you're using a lot of your legs, your hip flexors there, a lot of your core, and even your front shoulder muscles.
Front delt, very, very hard.
Static hold.
Okay, and how many times do you have to butter up and do this before you get some benefit from it?
All right, so if you've got a 10-metre, this is one you can do, 10-metre hallway, go up and down there as quick as you can 10 times, leaving your hands on the margarine lids. Or the Tupperware lids. If you've got polished floorboards, put your socks on. Put some woolly socks on your hands. Up and down that as quick as you can 10 times. So that'd be 100 metres. You'll be gassed.
Yeah, well, hey, we've got great suggestions coming through. Bricks on broomsticks. I've been bench pressing with two kids. Send through how you've been a bit creative. So I love it. The margarine tubs. Go on, Jimmy.
Yeah, no, it's magnificent. It is. You're getting people getting creative doing anything. So we've been doing these online workouts and people have been sending in their pictures using jars of pickles, using anything, even a deodorant can. It's funny.
Whatever you can. And get out and have a walk or a bike ride if you can. Jimmy, fantastic, mate. We'll give away some soda streams. We'll give away our Chemist Warehouse Health and Fitness pack and we'll stay in touch, my friend. Look after yourself.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. And, if everyone can just make sure they keep the routine. If they've got extra time, now's a great time to start. So keep being active, important.
Great point, as always. Jimmy the Tyrant Taylor, 7 o'clock news upon us after this. Sammy Edmund will update us with the latest in the world of AFL footy. We'll take some calls and then the third instalment of the adventures of Whippy Watson.